This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitavach, Agazunta Zimmer. It's very interesting. We have two important aliyos on Simchas Torah. We have Chasan Torah, we have Chasan Bereishis. Chasan Torah, we lay in the end of Azayis HaBracha, we complete Sefer Dvarim, we complete Chamishe Chamshe Torah, and then Chasan Bereishis, we begin the Torah. And there is a discrepancy between the Nusach that is used to call up the Chasan Torah and the Nusach that is used to call up the Chasan Bereishis. Namely, that when we call up the Chasan Torah, it's Amoid, 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 Rebbe, Ploini, Ben Ploini, na 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 na. But when it comes to the Chasan Bereishis, it's Maher, quick, Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. Why the discrepancy? Why the quick? What's the rush with the Chasan Bereishis? There's an interesting shaila in halacha. We take out three Sifrei Torah on Simchas Torah, and in the first Sefer, we lay in V'zoi Sabracha, Me'oina Eloi Kekadem, and in the second Sefer, we read Bereishis Bara Elokim, and in the third Sefer, we read the Haftorah, the Maftir, Ba'yoim Hashemini Yatzar, Si'alachem Kamlach, Zavidah Eloi Sa'asu, Ve'krapteh Mo'il. So we take out three Svarim, number one, the end of the Torah, number two, the beginning of the Torah, number three, the Maftir, and asked the Ranvaz, well, if you look in the end of the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara only says we have two Sifrei Torah on Simchas Torah, one for the end of the Torah and one for the Maftir. There's no mention of reading Bereishis. That's only Minhag Ba'alma. Well, if it's only Minhag Ba'alma, how does it have a right to trump the reading of the Maftir, which is Mechoy Vasayoyim? In fact, if you look in the Torah says you take out three Sfarim, Bereishon you read V'zoi Sabracha, B'sheni you read the Maftir, B'shlishi you read Bereishis, and that's how L'chaira it should be, as Bereishis is not Mechoy Vasayoyim. Well, the Radvaz writes in a tshuva that the reason is when we finish the Torah, we are worried that the Satan will be Mekatreg. Hey, the Jewish people, they finished. They're resting on their laurels. They're stopping right there. They're going to relax. They're going to go on vacation. They're going to take a reprieve. And therefore, we have to start immediately to avoid the kitrug of the Satan. And this svara is so compelling that it becomes a halachic imperative. And it overcomes even the chayves hayoim of the maftir. And it trumps the maftir. And it becomes a second sefer. And this is what the Torah means. The Bishlishi, we read Bereishis, he's referring really to the second sefer, which is a third sefer in addition to what the Gemara says. This svara, that when you finish something, you need to start immediately, is so compelling, it becomes Mechoyves Hayoim, and the Chatzi Kaddish is not said on the Vizoy Sabracha, it's said on the Bereishis. In fact, the Chida uses this svara in the Berkei Yosef to explain in Sim Tavrei Samach Tesef Beis to explain why the Haftorah is from Yehoshua, lest the Satan come and say, look, the Jews, they're only reading from the Nevi'im, they're only reading from the Torah, but they're going to rest on their laurels and they're not going to continue in the Nevi'im. And therefore, we immediately start the Nevi'im. No, we're not resting on our laurels. We're forging ahead. We have new plans. We have great ambitions. This year, we're going to be learning not only the Chumash, but the Navi as well. In fact, the Menorah Hamar brings that the custom was in Sepharad, that after the Haftorah, they would begin learning Mishnayos, Masechet Chagiga, also miyusad on the idea of not to give Pischayin Peh l'Satan, to say, okay, they only learned Tar Shabbat Chsav, but they have no plans of continuing and forging ahead in Tar Shabbat Peh, so we say, no, we forge ahead in Bereishis, we forge ahead in Nevi'im, we forge ahead in Tar Shabbat Peh, and therefore says the Stipler, when it comes to the Chasan Torah, we call up the Chasan Torah, and he goes out along with it. He forges ahead into the Chasan Torah, but there's no great rush. But when we finish the Zois HaBracha, when we finish the Torah, we're in a rush. There's an imperative. Quick! Maher! Amoid, Amoid, Amoid. We cannot wait. We cannot rest on our laurels even for a moment. So we just finished the great Yom Tov of Simchas Torah, and we finished the Zois HaBracha, but we have to start immediately, Mechayel El Chayel, to the next Limud, to the next Avodah, to the next Esek HaTorah, so we go from one Madrega to the next without batting an eyelash, without letting any grass grow, without even resting momentarily, but we go immediately, Mechayel El Choyel Tzadikim Ein Lohem Menucha Ba'olam Hazeh, And the Rebbeinu Shlomo give us siyata deshmaya to go from one madriga to the next. Malin b'kodesh ve'im aridin, which of course is the next Yom Tov ahead. Chanukah, shayavai, b'shatoy v'matzlachas, agazunta zimmer, and agotavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.